NAKPP from NADVF. I didn't catch your name either, so let me get that on the next go around here. But yeah, I know. I predominantly UHF, but I am starting to mess around with APRS. I live in Elmont, so I'm close to the Lapeer repeater, which is VHF. There's a Auburn Hills D-Star repeater that is VHF, so I am starting to venture out more into that, especially because of where I live. It's a little bit easier to hit those. But yeah, I agree. This is probably the last radio I'm going to buy from Yaesu. I've had ICOMs in the past. I have an ICT-10, I had a 5100, I had a 52A, a 7300, a 705. And they just worked. They never had an issue. The quality was phenomenal. Seems like the more Yaesus I buy, the more frustrated I get with the company. So, and I do enjoy DMR. That's the main reason I bought the OpenSpot 4 Pro, so I could do all modes with one radio. I do have an RT3S, but if I start getting a little more active in the digital stuff, that's kind of my thought behind that. But yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they fix it. I think it's unacceptable for a $600 radio to have that kind of problem. The worst part is I figured it out within 24 hours, but DX Engineering would not let me return it because I Mars modded it. So here we are. NADVF, back to you.